Simuenda, Soweto, Amanko, Simuenda, Muenda, Hello, Direct, Soweto, Muenda, Amanko, Suku.
0530.
Parafini, Makota Pela, Makota Pela, Yaunga, Unga, Gastoma, Zipiango, Gastoma, Zipiango.
Zika Chitika, Musavimperera, Kwa.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon with Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50. Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Kombon Radio. Mokoshi's Moshibemba Ward to benefit from the new water infrastructure project. An African news route about to dismantle oil cartels after artificial fuel crisis. With the news in detail, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Moshibemba Ward Councillor of Mokoshi District, Lewis Mayuya, has revealed that a water reticulation project has been approved under the 2026 Constituency Development Fund, CDF, to improve access to clean and safe water in the area. Mr. Mayuya said the project is expected to significantly reduce the long distances residents currently travel to access water, thereby improving living conditions and easing the burden on households. He noted that the growing population in the area has increased demand for water services. Mr. Mayuya has since expressed a gratitude to the government for approving the project, which is aimed at addressing the community's needs.
Our ward has benefited from one of the most expensive water systems called the Water Scheme. It's coming up with a 20,000 liter water capacity. You know, the population of Katuba is growing at a fast rate at about 3.7% per annum. And sinking boreholes wouldn't help us, so we decided to go for a big water scheme where people actually have clean and safe drinking water in their homes. For those who cannot afford to take water into their homes, they will be getting water from the water closets. So this will actually lessen the burden of women fetching water from longer distances and queuing for water at, handy pumps. So we appreciate the government for coming up with such an expensive, project in our ward.
Two people in Chifundabuli district of Lwapula province have died after allegedly drinking an unknown substance administered by a suspected witch doctor. The incident follows accusations by family members that the victims, along with two others, were practicing witchcraft. Lwapula province police commissioner Godfrey Mwanza has confirmed the deaths and identified the deceased as 70-year-old Chitalimine Chipulu and 67-year-old Thompson Chinyanta. Mr. Mwanza said the two, who served as village headman and vice over Malemba village in Senior Chief Mwewa's chiefdom, died shortly after consuming the substance on April 8, 2026. He explained that the victims and other villagers had sought help from their traditional healer following a series of unexplained deaths in the area. Police have since instituted investigations, but no arrests have been made as the suspect remains unidentified. The Mufulira Municipal Council has clarified concerns surrounding the recent land allocation exercise following mixed reactions from members of the public. Some applicants expressed a disappointment after failing to secure plots. Council Public Relations Manager Tandiwe Tembo acknowledged the high demand for land, saying the local authority is working to identify more land to meet the growing needs of residents. Ms. Tembo explained that the council used a first-come, first-served approach to simplify the process, replacing the previous system of advertising and interviewing applicants, which was considered tedious. She also dismissed allegations that a written list was ignored, stating that no official instructions were given to create such a list, and only those present in the queue were attended to.
Then we used to also conduct interviews, and the process was considered lengthy and cumbersome by some sections of society. As a result, this time around when we created some plots, what the council did was offer the plots on the first-come, first-served basis, meaning the people who were earliest or the people who were first in the queue were the ones who were attended to. It should also be noted that the plots that were issued or created were very limited, and as such, we did not have enough to cater for the overwhelming response that we got. So we are trying by all means to identify areas where we can create new plots.
The Alliance for Accountability Advocates Zambia, AAAZ, has called for urgent and comprehensive action on findings raised in the 2023 and 2024 Auditor General's report. AAAZ Programs Manager Mata Mulife says the reports continue to expose serious issues, including unaccounted for funds, irregular procurement processes, stalled public projects, and weak financial oversight across public institutions. He notes that although some matters have received public attention, many critical findings remain unresolved and require equal urgency from relevant authorities. Mr. Mulife has since urged Parliament and other oversight bodies to strengthen accountability systems and ensure all audit findings are fully addressed.
While some findings from the Auditor General's report have been brought into public attention, including the widely reported matter involving the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, these represent only a fraction of the issues raised. The reports continue to highlight significant concerns such as unaccounted for funds, irregular procurement processes, stalled public projects, and weaknesses in financial oversight across key institutions. Despite the seriousness of these findings, many of them do not receive the same level of public attention and remain unresolved.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Era, tokako. Bwana wa mabwana afika.
Oh, so ndo bwana wa mabwana. Ni phone ya wagula.
Manje, wizi walola Max Mwati. It's for the biggest bosses.
You heard right. Unganikale, bwana wa mabwana with MTN's Alola Max. A fast 4G smartphone with a big screen, good camera, long-lasting battery, 32GB memory storage, and 2 SIM card slots. All for just 795 kwacha. The Alola Max also comes with 3GB free data every month for 3 months. Alola Max Simwe. Get yours today from any MTN service center. MTN, what are we doing today?
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business today, Nitego, Zama Oda, Zamenete Landida, Ife, the Company Radio, Nizi.
Sifte keji katapa, eite kwacha. Sifte keji chihuahua, 140. Sifte keji kalembula, eite kwacha. Sifte keji ondwe, 100 kwacha. 50 kg repu 300.